And we're not arguing that it's green space at all. I mean, he's talked about the green space will be open, but the use of the property is these trails with where you're encountering the Word of God, or as in the language of the Franciscan test, where, well, let me just read it instead of, I've had a really bad health 2 days, so my mind's not quite working. So if you don't mind, I'll just read. Franciscan Case says, the most comprehensive use of the term charity to be applied within the existing law is bringing their hearts under the influence of education and religion, relieving the body from disease, suffering, constraint, and by assisting to establish themselves for life by erecting or maintaining public buildings or works, or otherwise lessening the burden of government, which is what this is. The whole purpose of these trails it's not an ecological we're not talking about preserving green space. I did all that work when I was in Colorado with Paul Newman type. So we're not Paul Newman saying we got to save the planet by having more green space. We're saying your life can be bettered, your hearts and your minds can be bettered by the influence of religion, because we're going to give you an opportunity in a really interesting way and an interesting space to encounter the most powerful thing on this planet, which is the Word of God. And that's what the trails are about. It's called a park, but it's not like a let's preserve the land as it is.
I think I understand you, Council, and I'm looking at this from everybody in the county. Anybody listening online right now, what's stopping them from taking their vacant lot or their farmland and they're not using it and putting up a bunch of signs that they say are religious-based and saying, if anybody wants to come out here and walk the property, and then say, by the way, take me off the tax rolls?
Well, I think 2010 we started a nonprofit, and we've been working hard for 14 years, and they haven't.
I understand that, and again, I want to make sure you understand. I'm not questioning your charitable intent. I'm not questioning that you do that. I think these properties are going to get to the point, you know, where there's no question as to whether or not they are exempt, because that's what you're doing with things with the property. I've seen the map that you have, the archery, the different things that you plan on the property. I'm strictly talking about law right now, and whether or not you can exempt this vacant lot, which was on the tax rolls before it was donated. And you're on appeal at the state of Missouri right now, because I understand there was a snafu there. So I'm trying to figure out whether or not, under the law, enough has been done to take it off the tax rolls right now. I do think the intent is there to make it all entirely exempt.
And with all due respect,
yeah,
I don't think that's your determination to make. I think that if you're going to follow the statute is it owned by the nonprofit, and is it used for the nonprofit purposes?
Well, I think it's exactly what we have to determine, because we are here to determine whether or not there's an exemption from the tax rolls. So that's why I'm trying to, you know, that's why I was asking the question about the mission, what this does, those kinds of things, and whether or not it is enough to take it off the tax rolls right now.
What I'm saying is that the use is consistent with the nonprofits, and it's not for commercial use. It's not, we don't go into all of the what establishes,
But the property is not being used right now for kids to come out and do, it's used for walks and hiking trails.
Well, we have churches we're working with that can camp there. Everything we're doing at the other location can happen at this location.
Great. Okay, before we go to... Anyway, Council, I'm just talking to you about, you know, what I found in the case law right now. It's not...
Sure.
And I want to make sure that you guys understand, it's your purpose is not something that I am questioning. I think that what you're trying to do is some good. I think you're in a bad situation because somebody donated a large piece of property that's worth a lot of money that you don't have the money right now to develop. And so I feel for you on that, and I'm trying to figure out if there's a way, you know, where we need to be on this, but I'm trying to...
I just think that I think the use comes in line if we never do anything more. So I'm not focused on what we're going to do next to the property.
It's and candidly, before I did all this research, I didn't know if that was, you know, I didn't know the answer to that question. It's just that when I've gone in here to look at this, I'm concerned about whether or not we can classify as exempt or not right now. But I'm going to let the other board members talk as well and let them, but I wanted to direct that at you. And I wanted to also tell you we have one more session on Monday that we've added because we've had something else. So it's a possibility that if, say, we wanted to look at some case law or something like that, or you wanted to see what I was looking at, I don't have a problem moving it one more time. But I'm just, I wanted to give you kind of a heads up.
I've seen all the case law, but I'm always open to make sure.
Well, when I say case law, I'm also talking about the state tax commission, the state tax commission decisions.
Right.
So on the vacant land and things like that, and those things that are required. Okay, I've kind of said something. Do you guys have any comments or questions?
Yeah, I was just going to say. I mean, I read this Franciscan test over and over and over again, so I'm trying to apply it to your situation. The property must be actually and regularly used exclusively for charitable purpose. So, I'm in concurrence. I think that is your intention on that. I wish we could have got this discussed before it actually went through the tax rolls last year, because obviously you're due for 23.
Yeah, and I brought all the paperwork in December of 2022.
And I think there's a for sale sign out there, but the reason that's out there is because if whatever happens on this issue, you're a charitable organization. You don't have money burning a hole in your pocket.
So exactly.
Something's got to be done to take care of that.
It's not all listed. It's just enough to cover the taxes if worst-case scenario is what the goal was.
And the listing doesn't turn it into an investment.
Yeah.
If we had an inventory, but we don't have an inventory of lots.
Yeah.
And we believe what he's saying, that the only reason he's selling it is to pay the tax that lot.
Yeah.
We believe that.
You know, the property must be owned and operated on a not-for-profit basis. I mean, I've lived here for 30 years. I've driven by that property since there's been a road by it. There's been just about every place that you can develop out there has been developed, except for this property. I'm not totally sure what or why, but there must be an issue with the developmental possibilities of the property.
Okay. Yeah.
This property has SID taxes on it. When you're looking at the total value on what these people owe, about three quarters of it or more is SID taxes. And that's not, I've been told by City of Branson, by a gentleman, I think his name is Barry Weiss, who's in charge of the SIDs for this area, they're still going to have to cover that. It's part of the development fee. And even when it was donated, they're still going to have to pay it. So out of $200,000 owed now, with the interest and penalties, $150,000 of that is the SID money.
That's the SID. And you're talking to the SID, though.
The second,
the state may have a different opinion on that.
Well, yeah. And the second point is, you keep saying it was open, but there's signs up that says that you charge, and up through January, and I have pictures, you had a chain across it. You couldn't even go in.
Because the way the world's going and the border wide open, we didn't know how security would be. So so now we left it open. So I don't know what else to say. It was a business, a nonprofit decision.
On January 1st,
it's putting it at risk,
you were not open to the public. Obviously, with the chain up there, he can't.
There's a sign to call the number to become a member. I mean,
yeah. Okay. And I get, guys, I don't want to.
Yeah.
You know, let's.
Where you guys are, and you know, I'm just trying to follow some kind of framework here. You know, I'm trying to figure this out. The statute says that for purposes, let's see, owning property for purposes purely charitable and not held for private or corporate profit, except the exemption herein granted does not include real property not actually used or occupied for the purpose of the organization, but held or used as an investment, even though the same income or rentals received therein is used wholly for religious, educational, and charitable purposes. Now, I don't, from what I've heard from you guys, this isn't, it's like, hey, we got some land, we don't want to be taxed on it, we're going to hold it as an investment, we're going to sell it. Other than selling it to meet the tax bill that was put on there, because we're not having this discussion 12 months ago. And then the last part is just the dominant use of the property must be used for the benefit of an indefinite number of persons and must be directly or indirectly benefit society in general. So I think that's kind of a confusing area, because we're saying, okay, it's open space for hiking. You know, you can, I think technically you could say it's being developed because you're trying to put hiking paths in there. It's certainly not fully developed in terms of the hiking paths. I'm not saying, you know, I think the intention is to make them even better going forward.
Yeah, they go all the way to the back and around the top, but I mean, there's a few lots on the side that it's not connected
yeah.
to.
Yeah. So,
and I think we have your drawing of where you intend to put stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
That. Okay.
So, you know, that's just I'm seeing a lot of things in favor of being exempt, but I'm saying there's also some questions about just the charity and its intended goal. And you know, being outdoors, you know, I guess your property north of town
is outdoors.
It's outdoors.
I mean, I understand it's an unusual yeah. nonprofit. It's the only one in the country that's a Christian park.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going up against Disney World, which I'm not real excited about. I don't know about yeah. you guys, but I think we're doing some good here. So
yeah, and you know,
we have no question that you're trying to do yeah. some good.
I think
no
we're,
question.
You know, our community here in Taney County, we appreciate the beauty, you know, God's blessed us with here. We probably would encourage more hiking trails, more outdoor space, but it traditionally has come from, you know, state parks and stuff like that. I was thinking of the Henning Park.
Right.
That
right.
was a donation several years ago from Paul Henning, you know, producer of the Beverly Hills Hillbillies. But I don't know if he got some kind of tax benefit, but he gave that to the state. You know, he didn't give it to a charitable organization.
Well, Busick did give us a part of 5 acres that goes over to Howler Bike Park. So there are for-profit companies looking to try to help us
yeah.
with different things and families. And I realize it's a big tax base. It's right in the middle of Branson. It's going to be developed someday. I realize there's a lot of tax dollars there, but I don't. If it wasn't a big tax base, if it was only $10,000, would it be an easier decision? I guess that's kind of where I'm coming from.
No, I mean we're trying to look at this strictly from whether or not it does not matter if it's a little tract in the middle of nowhere. So.
Yeah.
So I just have a couple of questions, just for clarification. Does this have an actual parking lot where people can park?
There's a big, huge area that's concrete on the entrance that can hold about 10 cars. And then it's a road we put down and fixed the whole area of the road, widened it up the same size as the concrete, and it goes down through across the area that was all washed out that we spent $10,000 on to fix. You can park all the way down through there, but we just, if there's only two cars, we recommend to park up on top.
You know? Okay. Could we bring up the picture again? Can you point out where that parking? Because I was trying to figure it out and I couldn't figure out where
to
park.
Did anyone go to the property?
I've driven by on the road, but I didn't go up into Siena
yeah.
to see if the parking lot was up there.
At least 10 cars can park right off the road, right there in the concrete area.
Where are you talking
okay.
about here?
And the concrete was already there.
Yeah.
When you got it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then my next question would be, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you said when you were discussing earlier, you said that because of city ordinances and regulations that you had to go through, that you actually couldn't start doing your trails until June or July of last
yeah.
year.
Yeah, Todd Chandler sent that yesterday to Susan and Jennifer, and it showed it was approved in, I think, June. But we had started the trails and didn't know we had to have a permit, so that kind of shut us down. And then we ended up going through Todd to get it all planned out. And we have done over 1.5 miles of trails. It was a lot of work. And It's
But that was halfway through last